Next, an inspector must review the certified payrolls from the contractor. This will list employees that worked on the project and how much they got paid. Inspectors must verify 10% of the workforce to ensure correct wage rates. This is in accordance with the Davis-Bacon Act of 1931, which is a federal law that establishes the requirement for paying prevailing wages on public work projects. Upon receipt of payroll, inspector initials and dates payroll. Payroll is logged on the record of contractor's payroll submissions form, and statement of compliance is attached and signed by the contractor's representative. For state projects, this is Form LLC-25. For federal projects, use Form WH-347. Payrolls must contain the following: employee's name and address, employee's contract rate, employee's work classification. Work activity or craft must be adequately described to determine proper rate. Employee's daily and weekly hours worked. Total straight time worked for the week. Total overtime worked. And straight time rate meets the base rate of pay. Please note, overtime rate over 40 hours a week is paid at 1.5 times the base rate. The following must also be verified. The employee's week ending date appears on payroll. Employees are paid weekly. If an apprentice is listed on the payroll, apprenticeship papers must be provided as evidence. In addition, the appropriate wage rate for apprentice paid must show. An owner or operator's list is attached with the payroll. And finally, findings not in compliance must be either corrected by inspection staff and/or referred to the DLCCA, and all actions must be documented. Please note, payrolls are not to be returned to contractor for corrections. Any and all corrective actions are to be submitted on a revised payroll.